We start the parshiyos that relate to the Mishkan. It's an amazing thing. There is not a single topic that takes up more space in the Torah than the Mishkan and its kelim. The Isra of Avodah Zarah is mentioned 54 times in the Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah consists of 16 mitzvahs asay and 10 mitzvahs lo asay, according to the Gra's brother Malos HaTorah. We're warned of Shmir Shabbos 12 different times in the Torah. Lashon Hara, according to the Chafetz Chaim, is every Yisur in the Torah. But yet, none of these topics warrant their own parsha. None of them get their own parsha. And yet, we have 4.5 parshios about the Mishkan and its king. 4.5 parshios dedicated to this topic. Now, keep in mind that a single letter in the Torah can contain many, many hidden messages and great depth and profundity. So there's got to be more to this than an architectural curiosity or something of that nature. There has to be something more than just the description of a building and its contents. So what exactly are we to make of the overemphasis on the Mishkan and its Kelim, to the extent even that two parshas just completely repeated pretty much, in a couple of weeks from now. Now, in perhaps his most well-known comment found in any of his Sfarim, the Alshech HaKadosh writes, and I think this is the source of this comment, I don't think it's a Chazal somewhere, where the Pasuk says, Va'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'socham, the Alshech HaKadosh is medayik. It does not say v'shachanti b'socha, but v'shachanti b'socham, meaning not that you're going to make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in the mikdash, but you will make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in each and every one of you, in each member of Klal Yisrael, which is such a beautiful drasha, such a nice thing. Like, we do the mitzvah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within us. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within us. But then you continue to read the parsha, and it seems like that's the only remez in the entire parsha that we have anything to do with any of it. Meaning the whole rest of the parsha makes no reference whatsoever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling within us. It's all about the Mishkan. It's not about people. There's no discussion of people in any of these parshas. So where do we find confirmation of this diuk, other than the diuk itself, that there's that's the mission statement. Asli mikdav sheshchanti b'socham, and yet there doesn't seem to be any confirmation of that mission statement with the diuk of the Alshech. And the third question, Torah tells us, "Kekol asher ani mareh oscha es tavnis hamishkan ve es tavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu." The wording seems a little bit off. The pasuk should have said, "Kekol asher marelach," whatever I will show you, you should make. But it doesn't say that. It says, "Kekol asher ani mareh oscha." As if to say, as much as I show you to yourself, meaning you're going to see yourself. Like Hashem is holding up a mirror and he's showing us what we look like. And it's like, sometimes people, when they see themselves in the mirror, they're like surprised. They're like, oh my gosh, that mirror makes me look fat. It's like, I got news for you. If you know how mirrors work, or pictures or whatever, right? Meaning it's literally a photograph, so this is the way those things work. But sometimes we need to be shown what we look like. So what does that do with the Mishkan? Like Rosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to show you yourself in the Mishkan. So again, three questions. Number one, why the 4.5 parshios about a topic, about a single topic, which we don't find, it's totally unprecedented in Kol HaTorah Kula. Second, where do we find any confirmation to v'shachanti b'socham that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dwell within us? And finally, in what ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us ourselves through the Mishkan? So there is a remarkable comment of Rabbeinu Bechai that Rabbi Forman has a whole mahalich on this, but his style, Rabbi Forman's style, is not to quote Makoros. So you have to always find where he's, what he's building off of and where he's getting things from. He has Makoros, but he doesn't quote them because he thinks it distracts from the message of whatever. He has a Mahalich, but he has a whole Mahalich based on Rabbeinu Bechai, where Rabbeinu Bechai says that there are three sections to the Mishkan, and each relates to a different part of the Bria, that's part one, and also each relates to a different part of the human body, that the Mishkan, in a certain sense, is representative of a human body. And every person, in a certain sense, if three parts of the Mishkan represent three parts of the Bria, and also represents three parts of the human body, every human being, in a certain sense, is an Olam Katan. So there's a certain part of the human being that parallels a different part of the Bria. Now, Shachaim explains that the mitzvah of the Chein Ta'asu, as understood by Rashi, quoting from Chazal, is to mean Lidoros. What does it mean, Lidoros? For all future generations, a person has to Ta'asu a Mishkan. What do you mean, make a Mishkan? Because the Mishkan parallels us. And we're supposed to build, literally turn ourselves into a sanctuary. And that's the mitzvah Lidoros, Nef Shachaim writes. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, what are the three parts, right? So the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Arun Ukruvin that it contained correspond to which part of Bria? To the Olam HaMalachim, which is the place of the Merkava and the Kisei HaKavod. It's a very lofty place. And in each person, if each person is an Olam Katan, so the upper part of a person represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The heart, the brain, the upper part of a human being represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbeinu B'chai goes on to say that the Heichal corresponds to the Olam HaGalgal, and the Kelim inside of it correspond to the internal organs of a person. The heart, the liver, the kidneys, all critical to a person's survival. And then the Chatzar HaMishkan, which contains the Mizbeach L'choshes, relates to the Olam HaGashmi, to the physical world. And in a person, that relates to the lower body, the most physical part of a human being. The Sefer Ol Yehoshua, the Talmud of Chaim Belajner, he elaborates on the connection between the specific parts of the human body and the specific parts of the Mishkan. And he writes that the three kelim in the Heichal correspond to two eyes and a nose. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is extended a little toward the outside and is not directly between the Shulchan and the Menorah. So you have a Shulchan, Menorah, and a Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach is extended a little outward, just like the nose is not directly between the eyes, it's a little bit lower down on the face. And since it corresponds to the nose, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is primarily used for what? For the Ketores, which provides Reyach Nichalach. So it provides a certain sense of Reyach. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, on the other hand, represents the mouth. And that's why the Mizbeach, the only time we ever refer to Achila of an inanimate object, right? Throughout Torah, we always refer to Achila of people and behemoths. But where do we ever have Achila of an inanimate object? There's Achilas Mizbeach. And when you learn Kachim, it's always referred to as Achilas Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach eats the Karbanos, because the Mizbeach represents the mouth. The two primary averos that people do with their eyes are Histaklus Ba'arayus and Saras Ayin, right? That we look at inappropriate things and we're stingy by looking at people in a way where we're not looking generously. So we're Mechaper for Histaklus with the Menorah, which represents Torah, and we're mechaper for Tzaras Ayin with the generosity represented by the Shulchan, right? The Shulchan which houses the Lechem HaPadim. So how does this idea play out in our lives? So the Shulchan Kodesh explains that that's why Tefillah is considered to be the equivalent of bringing a Karban. A Mishkan is a place of Avoda, a place from where a person brings a Karban. The human body also demands that we bring Karbanos within ourselves. The Avoda Sheblev, Hezri Avoda Sheblev, Zuhi, Tefillah. It's a quasi-karban. That tefillah itself is not only nitkan keneged karbanos, but in a certain sense is a form of karban. Rav Chaim Belajner writes in Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChayim in Perek Dalet that since the Mishkan is a demus la'adam, and the real Hashras HaShechina happens on a person, each person should internalize just how careful we ought to be to avoid any evil thoughts in our lave, which relates to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In fact, you know, that gives new meaning to the teaching of the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. Yechavein es libo keneged beis kodshei HaKadoshim. Right, that it doesn't just mean, you know, face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yechavein es libo keneged beis kodshei HaKadoshim, because the lave is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And a person should be mechavein his lave to be worthy of being the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be as pure and as holy as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And these ideas answer all the questions that we started with. The phrase that the Mishkan should be Asher ani mare oscha, that is very precise. I'm showing you you. How's HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us? He's building an image of us, or he's having us build an image of us in the form of a Mishkan, where the Mishkan is supposed to be an image of a human being. We should be a reflection of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan a reflection of us. We should see our potential for Kedusha in our own physical makeup because of the fact that it parallels the Mishkan. The teaching of the Al Shecha Kadosh, that Hashem chooses Veshachanti B'Socham to rest the Shechina in us, is now even more obviously correct, right? The entire parsha bears out that point by describing the physical manifestations, all the mirror images of what a person who has a sense of Ashras HaShechina ought to look like. And now you understand the disproportionate amount of real estate in the Torah that's designated for the Mishkan Dafka. It's not just about a building, it's about something even more central to the theme of Torah than Shabbos is, more fundamental than the Yisra Avodah Zarah, more powerful than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It speaks to the very purpose of creation, the person himself and his mission to achieve Kedusha. So a lot of times, you know, we come across these parashios and we sort of, I don't want to say disassociate with them, but you know, it's hard to find the messages. Yeah, for Shavuot Brachos it's good, because I just like you build a bayis, so you build a, you know, a makom of a Shechina and this and that, and you know, you should build a bayis for Shechina also. But it's more than that. It's not just building a bayis of Shechina, which may be harder to relate to. It's building ourselves. You know, I'm reminded, I may get the story wrong, I'm trying to remember it as I'm saying it, that when Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, I think, was like 12 years old, someone asked him what his goal was in life. And he said, I want to become a Merkava for the Shechina. You know, not bad, right? But like, that's the goal, right? The goal is that there should be a sense of Ashras HaShechina, that I should be worthy of having a sense of Ashras HaShechina. You know, it's like the ultimate statement of Gadlus HaAdam, person, you know, internalizing and thinking about it and realizing just how great one can be, just how great a person can be, that we think of the Mishkan as these, you know, as these very lofty things, but it's really just an approximation of us and of what we're able to be. So as we go through these parshios, maybe look for these kinds of connections. Look for, you know, where are the messages in these parshios that reflect a human being, that reflect different parts of a human being, and what a human being can actually become, and how we can maximize our potential and become a Merkava L'Shechina. Okay.